Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
And welcome to Young Influentials, where we learn the what and why behind some of our favorite creators and industry execs. I'm your host, Colin Daniels, and today we're here with Love Wellness's Lo Bosworth. Lo, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. I have a head cold, as I mentioned, so it sounds funny, but I'm still here.
You're here. You've made it. It's about to be a good day.
It is. I'm so excited to chat.
Oh gosh. Before we get started, I'm just curious. I'm going off book. What are you listening to right now? What's on repeat?
Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, yes.
Because I found a
It's so good.
I am a big country music fan.
Yes.
I live in New York City, so that might be counterintuitive. Like, city folk aren't supposed to be country people, right? But I love country music.
No, same. Dan and Shay, Morgan Wallen,
Big
Kit
Morgan
Moore.
Morgan Wallen, girl, everybody. Yeah, so I'm really loving Kacey Musgraves right now.
No, everything. I love her, like, Golden Hour is like one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, it's a great album. I love it.
So good. Amazing. Well, now let's get a little bit into the wellness area. Before we talk about all things Love Wellness, what are some of your favorite activities or things you like to do for self-care?
For self-care, I'm big on sleep. So it's sort of, I have to get a lot of sleep though. I was in an accident in 2019. A big door fell on my head in a restaurant, caused a TBI. It activated mono in my body. Then I've had COVID 4 times. And so I'm just perpetually a tired gal. Chronic fatigue is so real. And so sleep is the number one thing on my list that I prioritize for self-care, to be honest with you. But I do a lot of things, because I do care deeply about, feeling great in my body or feeling as best in my body as I can. I take a lot of walks. I do a lot of walking. That's my primary form of exercise. Again, I live in New York, and so walking is preferred for me most of the time. I get at least 10,000 steps most days. And I shifted away from really high intensity workouts to low intensity workouts a couple of years ago. And the result was, you know, less pain in my body. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm happier. It doesn't feel like I have to, you know, kill myself, you know, to like work for results. And so for me, it creates, you know, a happier body, but also a happier state of mind, which I think also really speaks to self-care. And those are the two things that I think are the biggest for me, to be totally honest with you. A lot of sleep and a lot of gentle movement.
No, I love that. I love, like, also in New York, I love taking just like afternoon walks. That's honestly how I combat Sunday scaries. I feel like if you do like a nice Sunday afternoon or evening stroll, it helps just like calm yourself and get ready to go into like the work week of like
it does.
Where you're not too anxious.
Absolutely. And I got a doggy last year, and I have to say, having a dog has fundamentally changed my life in so many good ways. They really are just such a great cure for your depression, your anxiety, all of the things, because you have to take care of somebody besides yourself, and they put you into a routine. You got to get out of bed. You got to get out of the door. And I think for me, you know, having a dog has also really helped me in so many ways.
I love dogs. I want a Siberian Husky. Like when you were saying that, I was like picturing myself with one. Like that's my dream.
In my opinion, you want to get the least annoying dog you can.
Like for the longest, I wanted a Siberian Husky, and then I wanted a Beagle, and then a Shiba Inu. I think I pronounced
so
it wrong.
You want all dogs that are very loud. Dogs that bark at you all the time and bark at others all the time.
Oh my gosh. And how the Huskies, like, they all like howl or whatever. They like, yes. Like that whiny thing.
Those videos. They are hilarious, but yeah. My God, I could never have that in my home. I need a quiet dog that shows very little. That's my ideal dog.
So, about like with health and wellness, like how did you start to learn more about it? Like, was it something that you like started studying? Like, how did you educate yourself on it?
I started my company Love Wellness out of a need state, which I think is how a lot of founders, you know, figure out their business idea and how they want to build their business. I wanted to be a doctor growing up. And so I am deeply passionate about understanding the function and mechanisms of the human body. I love biology. I love botany. I'm just a big, big science nerd.
She's a woman in STEM.
The subject matter of our health fascinates me to no end. You know, I read like medical journals and stuff. I like, you know, want to know about the strain of bacteria in the vaginal microbiome, you know, that's the subset of the lactobacilli that, you know, is responsible for XYZ. I just geek out on that stuff, totally honest with you. And so, you know, for me, like the self-care steps that I take in my personal life are, they make me feel good, but they're also like research driven, you know, supported decisions that I make, you know what I mean? That help me feel good. But yeah, I just like, I'm a big, big science nerd.
I love that. We love a woman in STEM. We love to see it.
We love a woman in STEM.
We love it. So can you dive a little bit deeper with us and like kind of give us the principles of like how Love Wellness came about and just like how it's different from all other types in the space?
Yeah. Well, one of our claims to fame, I think, is that we were first. I don't think a lot of people know that or really care about that. Of course, you know, as the founder, my ego is like, we were first. But actually, you know, the category has expanded, which to me actually is a really fantastic thing because it means that we have so much focus on women's health in general. But I started the company, as I said, out of need state. I was depressed. I was anxious, but like alarmingly so, you know, experiencing things in my body I had never felt to a degree that felt scary, to be honest with you. Alongside that, I was dealing with women's health issues. I was getting UTIs all the time. I was getting yeast infections all the time. And my doctors were not connecting the dots. And more often than not, I was just gaslit every time I went in for an appointment. They were like, oh, you again? I was like, yeah, well, I'm still like laying on the ground crying in the middle of the day because I feel so unwell. What's that about? It was pretty shocking to me. It took 18 months for my general practitioner at the time to do a simple blood panel to screen my vitamin levels. That test came back with pretty alarming results. You think in the United States, we have tons of food, and so we should be getting all of the nutrients we need. That is absolutely not the case. That speaks to the quality of our food in this country, which is actually disastrous. But I had really severe vitamin deficiencies. And getting that test back was kind of the first piece of the puzzle that I was able to kind of start connecting other dots around or like build things around, right? I was like, okay, I have really severe vitamin deficiencies. Like, why would that be the case? I eat all the right things, right? And so then I started to talk to different nutritionists, down to gastroenterologists, and they're like, well, you know, we're learning more about the gut microbiome, and gut dysbiosis can cause your food or your nutrients to be poorly absorbed, right? So you could be eating all of the right things, but if you have a gut health issue, you may not be absorbing nutrients in the way that your body needs to because of this gut health issue. And, you know, I had started like, so like, think about kind of like two parallel paths. I was like on this vitamin deficiency, sort of like gut health curiosity journey. And then on the other side, I was going to all these different OBGYNs being like, why do I have these recurrent infections? And a fabulous OBGYN who also introduced me to boric acid suppositories, like back in, I don't know, maybe 2014, 2015, was also the practitioner that suggested, hey, we're starting to see anecdotally that vaginal health could be connected to gut health and that the gut may actually regulate and promote vaginal health through this microbiome connection. Again, still very anecdotal, but why don't you try these boric acid suppositories and why don't you try taking a probiotic to see if some of your urinary and vaginal health symptoms improve? And gosh darn it, I tried and it did. So then I started connecting all of the dots. And really at like the, you know, base level, foundational level, like in my body, I had a gut health issue. My gut health was disastrous. And that is so common. I would say that most people have gut health issues simply because of what it means to be a human living on this earth in this country right now, right? I'm 37. I consider myself to be like the antibiotic generation, for better or worse, right? And also the goldfish cracker generation, for better or worse, yes. Right? Delicious snacks that we got at Costco, turns out like they're not great for gut health. you know, that antibiotic that you're taking to help with your acne is probably not great for gut health. And so you start to be able to connect the dots. And that's what I did through my own experience, but also by consuming large amounts of research on the subject matter. Then I started to better understand, well, my experience getting help has been pretty shameful, right? And I'm educated, I'm a good advocate for myself. And I started to learn more about the women's research gap and information gap that exists in this country and in most countries that goes back to basically the dawn of time. And I will give you an example. The word hysteria, like mass hysteria, comes from the word hystera in Greek, which means uterus.
Wait, what?
So like, we have just, you know, the boys have been out to get us from the beginning. I love boys. But you start to understand like how we are in the situation that we're in today, you know, speaking to this research and information gap is that, you know, historically, or at least in the last 100 years in this country, when it comes to healthcare, you know, those companies, those boardrooms have been dominated by men and have been led by men, right? And there's been a lack of research and information to help healthcare companies develop good innovation for women. I think that Lysol was the first company to create an intimacy wash for women like decades ago. Like Lysol makes house cleaner. Like, why would they make
Wait,
a...
what? Yeah. Like what?
Which goes to, which speaks to the research and information gap, right?
Like, yeah, that, I did not see that coming. Like what?
Let's put bleach in a intimacy product. genius, right? And I don't know why I was the one to like put all the pieces of the puzzle together and think, wow, there is so much innovation that could be developed and created for women's wellness, reflective of all of this new research that's coming out, and it's just not happening, right? And so I decided to do something about it because A, I am endlessly curious, right? I want to know the reason behind all of these different questions that I have constantly about the world. And, you know, I was hot on this topic because it was so critical for me in my own life with the health issues that I was dealing with. And frankly, I always wanted to start my own consumer brand pretty much since I was a kid. And so I guess like I wanted to be a doctor, but I also wanted to be right. The nail polish making doctor.
She can do it all. She can do it all.
She can do it all. But I think after I was on reality TV, I think I realized, okay, I'm probably not going back to medical school at this point. You know, what's the other path I can take? And, you know, I've always loved beauty, makeup, lip gloss stuff. I love stuff. And I also knew that I didn't want to primarily work in the entertainment industry because for me, it felt very uncomfortable. You don't know where your next paycheck is coming from. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to take control of my own life and I'm going to go out and I'm going to start this business that I have such a deep passion for and see how it goes. And now 8 years later, we're on the shelves at Walmart, Target, and Ulta Beauty nationwide. And I would say really an innovation leader in the space. We create a product and then other brands follow, or at least historically that has been the trend with what we do at Love Wellness.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
No, I feel like that's so true because as someone, I have like major gut issues. Like it's so bad. And I remember I did like a creator lunch or something with Branch Basics and they were talking about how our cleaning supplies is connected to like our gut health and things. And that was when I was like, wait, now the math is mathing. And it's just like stuff like that where it's like you said, like foods, like with not having that biome clear, it can like affect how like food absorbs nutrition and things like that. And I just remember being like, oh my gosh, I'm cleaning my house and apartment with all these like toxic things that are setting off my stomach and gut. Totally. And then once I switched and started using cleaner things, I mean, I still have stomach issues, but like not as often and not as much as I did prior.
Yeah, pretty remarkable when you wake up to that fact that a lot of what we engage with on a daily basis can potentially be harmful, right? And that's a sad realization and the sad reality of the world that we live in. But I think it's up to brands like Love Wellness to try to do our best to help people move forward, right? Or to do our best to help people given the situation. You know what I mean?
No, it's It's great. And one thing I love about you guys just like spreading that awareness and things is you guys is like social, which I feel like is so cute, so colorful, and just like really good about that. And I feel like with certain spaces, a lot of brands are like, how do I make my thing or how to make my topic like fun, educational, but also engaging? When it comes to like social and like using like Instagram and all that, do you guys like feel like you have like a method or like a theme of how you like guys post, or do you guys kind of just like try and see what sticks?
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. To be honest with you, I mean, listen, we have a strategy and we follow our strategy. But what I would say is when I started the company, I would just get on my Instagram and I would tell my story. And it's what really helped drive the business in the first couple of years. And trust me, it was scary to do that in 2016. I was like the only person on the internet, like openly talking about my vaginal health. I was like horrified by it. But I also knew that if I wanted my company to work, like I needed to share my story. And so I think storytelling and engaging at an emotional level is what we try to do at Love Wellness. And sometimes we miss the mark. Sometimes we forget that that's our North Star and we just talk about, you know, product benefits and stuff like that. Like I consider content like that to like kind of be stale at this point. You know what I mean? And so one of the things that we're really trying to do is get back to that emotional storytelling and like having fun in the space, right? I'm a firm believer that education and information is power, and that like all these like highly stigmatized bodily issues really like lose that stigma when you understand that it's just like bacteria or like, oh, this is happening, right? When you help educate people, they feel, they learn about it and they're like, oh, that's not so embarrassing. Oh, like that's not so crazy. Oh. And so I find that delivering information through like a storytelling POV is really, really helpful in that way. And I think that's one of the unique things about Love Wellness and something that is a differentiator for us is that, and I'll talk about myself in the third person, it's founder led. And so, and like founder driven from a personal experience POV. Right? We're not like a knockoff brand with, you know, just McKinsey guys being like hot categories. So like, let's dupe all these things and just create our own brand, right? There's like heart and soul at Love Wellness because the origin story is so real and so true and shared by women universally.
I love that. No, and you brought up such a good point. Like, I feel like for me, like, I also struggle with anxiety really poorly. And so whenever I see, like, brands or people who are sharing, like, their story with a video or something that's, like, engaging, it's also, like you said, brings it more human and brings that aspect in there where it's like, okay, it's not just me. And it's like, let's normalize these conversations because a lot of us deal with whether it's gut health issues or different types of health issues or mental health or whatever, like, we can normalize it. And by sharing our story on social or however we want to share, it helps just like also just like normalize and make it less weird and less alone too.
100%. And listen, I'm not a big fan of the internet. If you could like go back to the rotary phone, I would. But I will say the internet is really good for when it's done right, educating, you know, reducing shame and stigma, creating communities for the benefit, you know, of people who are seeking information and seeking answers and seeking validation, you know.
No, I love that. And speaking of community, like, I feel like what's really important that a lot of brands are leaning into now is, like, really that, like, offline engagement. So, like, doing, like, small, like, community events or, like, pop-ups and, like, working with stuff like that. Do you guys do a lot of those to, like, engage with people, like, IRL?
You know, it's interesting. We are going to start doing more of that. I think being a brand that, like, was growing so much through the era of COVID, like, we couldn't do any of that. And so we're like a little bit slow to adopt those types of things because we've never done them before. But what I will say is that we have had some incredibly successful meetups that are like community walks. We've had incredible successful meetups around some of our campaign work. Like last summer, we did the Summer of Love Wellness, and we went to cities that were not New York and not LA to do community outreach. And those things were incredibly successful. But again, like those things are very expensive endeavors. And so, you know, I think one of the things that we're trying to figure out is like, how do we do IRL in a way that is affordable for the brand? Because as an operator, you do have to think about your P&L when it comes to things like this, right? And, you know, like, it's just an important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. And I feel like there's so many ways. Like, I've talked to people, they're like, oh yeah, like we'll set up like little community Zooms where we'll have people jump on there. And so I feel like everybody now is like just finding new ways and of just like really making it more of just like, oh, we're just selling to you, but like, no, you're involved with this. Like, you're community. Actually our community.
I love that idea. Maybe we'll do that.
Right? We'll do a little Zoom.
Zooms. I love that idea.
And speaking of like other products and stuff, do you guys have any like upcoming launches or recent ones that like you guys are really excited for?
Yeah. So we had a very successful recent launch. We have our best selling debloating capsules. They're called Bye Bye Bloat. We brought Bye Bye Bloat to market in 2018, and we really consider it to be the original debloating capsule. And we have since expanded Bye Bye Bloat into body care, which is a really exciting move for the business because I love lymphatic drainage. I love the benefits of lymphatic drainage, which is what the Bye Bye Bloat body care system is. And so now we have our Bye Bye Bloat firming clay body mask, which you apply to the skin to firm the skin and to basically start the circulatory process, like on a focus area where you're going to perform your lymphatic massage. You wash it off, and then we have an incredible detoxifying body oil that's used with our lymphatic roller, which is only $14.99. I really impressed upon the team that these products need to be affordable because lymphatic drainage should be something that is accessible for everybody, right? Lymphatic, when you go to a spa, is at least $250. It's insane. Wildly expensive. Insane. But it's such an incredible practice for not only promoting debloating, but promoting immunity throughout the body. You need that lymph to be moving to support your immune system. And so the launch into body care for me is really significant of where we can take the brand long term. And it proves to myself and to the team and to, I think, our consumers that we can play outside of the supplement space and do it really, really well. Like Vogue already named our lymphatic roller on their best, like 2024 best products, best beauty products list. Like, we're like shocked. Like, the press is so great. People are loving it. And so it feels really good to innovate outside of like our normal range of like supplements or vaginal care into body care and to have it be a really big success. So that just launched. It's available exclusively at Ulta, which is really fantastic, our original or first retail partner. And then we have some very, very big stuff happening at the end of summer, which I cannot wait to share.
Oh, I cannot wait for that. That's so exciting. Oh, I love
that. It's going to be an all new Love Wellness. Just you wait and see.
Oh my goodness. I'm holding onto the edge of my seat. I can't wait. Oh, I love that. But love for everybody who's listening. That's like, oh, love this. That like you've like started your own brand and company and stuff. What advice would you give to people who are like, oh, I love this. Like, I want to start my own business and kind of lean into that and like start from the ground up. Like, what's kind of like a first step someone should do if they're looking to like start their own brand, start their own like company?
I would start talking about their idea on social media, and don't be afraid to do so. Trust me, if you start talking about your idea on social media, nobody's going to like steal your idea, right? I think that there's this fear that like, oh, if I like share my brilliant concept, somebody's going to take it. But I would challenge you to do so because you're going to get so much incredible feedback that will really fundamentally affect how you get started and ultimately where you take your potential business. So I would say, don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't be secretive. Like, don't like keep it super close to the vest. Like, it's okay. Like, go out and get feedback. Feedback is the number one thing that you need to successfully start a business, right? Like, what if you have an idea and you start talking about it, and then a billion people are like, oh, that already exists, that already exists, that already exists. And then you take that information and you realize, oh, okay, I need to pivot my concept a little bit, right? Or, oh, like nobody like has this idea. This is a great idea. And like people are asking for it. So like take to the internet. I would say that's a great first step. Yeah. And that's free. That costs nothing.
No, that's so true. I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh, I'd like, would love to talk about do this or do that. And it's like, we all start from zero. You're not going to start out having this polished, well thought out mission and stuff. Like you just have to start talking about it.
Start talking about it. Like use like people on the internet as your like research and focus groups. That's free.
I love that. We're going to start calling our followers our focus groups. Like they're just our focus group.
Yeah. My followers, like what is my focus group?
Yeah, I love that. Well, love, thank you so much for being here today and giving us so much good advice, so much good just knowledge. We love a woman in STEM here.
Yeah, girlies in STEM. Yes.
Wow, how great was this episode? If you were like me, you probably took a lot of notes and have a lot of questions and comments. So if you do, feel free to add us at Adweek across Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias. And we'd love to hear from you all. And feel free to give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. That always helps us. And we can't wait to hear from you all and see you in the next episode. So bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Young Influentials, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens, and edited by Lane McGibney at Bountiful Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.